Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is only just a few hours after I recorded the previous set, which was the last three episodes. I have a little time off, so I'm going to see if I can record some more episodes. We are at the very, very bottom of page 73 with the word assembly, A-S-S-E-M-B-L-Y. This is a noun from the 14th century. One, a company of persons gathered for deliberation and legislation, page flip, wordship, or entertainment. No, they're not part of a page flip. Let's read that again. A company of persons gathered for deliberation and legislation, worship, or entertainment. Two, is a capitalized form, a legislative body, specifically the lower house of a legislature. Three, a meeting of a student body and usually faculty for administrative, educational, or recreational purposes. Like, frisbee golf. No, I meant to say ultimate frisbee. 4A, we have the number one definition of the word assemblage as a synonym. And 4B, we have the number two definition for the word assemblage. And let's go back and look at that. And yeah, cool. I just wanted to make sure that they weren't the artistic form, which would be pronounced assemblage. Number five, a signal for troops to assemble or fall in. 6A, the fitting together of manufactured parts into a complete machine structure or unit of a machine. I hope they don't take us over and destroy us all. 6B, a collection of parts so assembled. 7, the translation of assembly language to machine language by an assembler. And I actually did look up, usually this doesn't happen so fast, but I did look up assembly language, and it just looks like it's a very basic programming language. Oh, and here we have assembly language. I swear I didn't even look ahead. This is a noun from circa 1964, a programming language that consists of instructions that are mnemonic codes for corresponding machine language instructions. And if you aren't familiar, mnemonic is spelled M-N-E-M-O-N-I-C. It's one of those fun words. Now I'm actually more curious. I want to know what the mnemonic codes are. Next we have assembly line. There is a hyphen. This is an adjective from 1939, made by or as if by an assembly line, especially lacking originality or creativity, as in bored by the novel's assembly line plot. Next we have assembly line without a hyphen. This is a noun from 1914. One, an arrangement of machines, equipment, and workers in which work passes from operation to operation in a direct line until the product is assembled. It was hard to read the word direct, and it went over to the second line. Number two. Oh, by the way, I probably haven't mentioned this before, but the pages of this book are very, very thin, because if they were regular page width, this thing would just be massive. So the pages are thin, and so you can actually see a little bit of the words on the other pages on the other side. And so sometimes the words are a little bit hard to read because of that. Okay, number two, for assembly line, a process for turning out a finished product in a mechanically efficient manner, as in academic assembly lines. And to my knowledge, well, I think Ford was the first one or one of the first ones to make or to use assembly lines in car manufacture. And then McDonald's was another notable point in assembly line history where they were able to make things in a very specific, regular way to get things out very quickly. And that changed the world. And America is what it is because of that. Sort of. Kind of. Okay, now we have assemblyman or assemblyman. This is all one word. It is a noun from 1647, a member of an assembly. Next we have assembly of God. Three words. The A is capitalized and the G is capitalized. This is from 1952. a congregation belonging to a Pentecostal body founded in the U.S. in 1914. Here we have assemblywoman, all one word. It is a noun from 1869, a woman who is a member of an assembly. And I think I've experienced this in the past and mentioned it, but I think it is fascinating, not in a good way, that the word assemblywoman wasn't coined until 222 years after the word assemblyman or assemblyman. Obviously, people, men, didn't think that women should be part of assemblies or be able to vote, or obviously the list goes on and on. And so it wasn't until 1869 where it seems like women were allowed to be part of an assembly, which is just the most ridiculous thing I've heard. And that's when that woman, that's when that word was coined, 1869. Okay, next we are going to talk about the word assent, A-S-S-E-N-T. This is the last word for this episode, but this is the first form. We are also going to read the second form in this episode. That is my story. Okay, the first form of assent is a verb, specifically an intransitive verb from the 14th century. To agree to something, especially after thoughtful consideration. Synonym is concur. Anytime I hear the word concur, I think of the movie, I think it was called Catch Me If You Can, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Was Tom Hanks in that movie too? Was he the one trying to catch Leo? Boy, I can't even remember at this point. But when Leo was playing, you know, we're on a first name basis, me and Leo, he was playing a guy, real life guy, who he stole a lot of money. He pretended to be people he wasn't. He pretended famously to be a pilot. I guess he also pretended to be a doctor. And when he was pretending to be a doctor, one of the nurses called him in for something and they said, "We think this is what we should do." And he said, "I concur," because he didn't know what to do or how to do it. And so he just let them do it. And he actually was watching TV shows about doctors to learn what to say and what to do. And he had gotten that line from a TV show, at least in the movie. I don't know if that's really what happened in real life. But if somebody says something that I'm not completely sure if I agree with or not, I just say, "Sure, I concur." All right, assentor or assenter, O-R or E-R, those are nouns. And the etymology says this is from Anglo-French assentir or assenter, which is from the Latin assentari, which is from the verb assentire, which is from ad plus sentire, which means to feel. Sentire means to feel. And there's more at the word sense. And here we have some synonym information for assent. Let's see. Assent. Consent. Accede. A-C-C-E-D-E. Or is that accede? I think it's accede. Acquiesce. Agree. Subscribe. Mean to concur with what has been proposed. Assent implies an act involving the understanding or judgment and applies to propositions or opinions. As in, voters assented to the proposal. Consent involves the will or feelings and indicates compliance with what is requested or desired, as in, consented to their daughter's going. Is she going to a dance, a party, a sleepover? Accede, A-C-C-E-D-E, implies a yielding, often under pressure, of assent or consent, as in, officials acceded. See, I just don't know how to pronounce this word now. Officials acceded to the prisoner's demands. I'm sure we read accede many, many episodes ago, but I don't feel like going back to check. Acquiesce, spelled A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-C-E. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Acquiesce implies tacit acceptance or forbearance of opposition, as in, acquiesced to his boss's wishes. Agree sometimes implies previous difference of opinion or attempts at persuasion, as in, finally agreed to come along. Subscribe implies not only consent or assent, but hearty approval and active support, as in, subscribes wholeheartedly to the idea. And I'm going to give another example. I hope you all subscribe to this podcast and you make other people subscribe to this podcast. All right, very last for this episode is again the word assent. The second form, it is a noun from the 14th century. And I'm just looking at the etymology. Oh, I read that before. Okay, this second form means an act of assenting. And synonyms are acquiescence and agreement. So, the word... Should I do one more? Sure, let's do one more. Assentation. A-S-S-E-N-T-A-T-I-O-N. This is a noun from the 15th century. Ready assent, especially when insincere or obsequious. Ooh, that's a good word, obsequious. What will be the word of the episode? I think we're going to pick assembly language. Maybe I'll learn a little bit more about what that is. And that is it for this, relatively short for these new episodes where I'm not editing. And yes, if you haven't heard, I'm not editing my episodes anymore in case something drastic happens or I just get sick or you hate what I'm doing. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Goodbye.